Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Welcome to the show, Congressman Byron Donalds, the man himself from the great state of Florida, representing the 19th Congressional District. But he's here in our hometown today. I'm so fired up, Congressman. It's great to talk to you.
Listen, I'm excited. It's going to be a great event tonight at the Cigar Code, 939 Delaware Avenue in Philly. Super excited to be there. You know, it's going to be great. You know, Congress, cognac, cigars, what could go wrong? Apparently everything's going to go right because I'm there.
You know, last time I was with you, we were doing Jimmy Fallon's Fox News Saturday Night Show together. We got to hang out in the green room, and I got to hang out with your mom. She is the coolest woman I've ever met, by the way.
Man, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, she's great. She raised a great son. So we'll talk about the event tonight. Any comments on Biden's executive action on the border, which has so many loopholes in it you could drive a truck through?
The man is gaslighting the American people. I got back to my office to do this show, and I saw him walking up. And before I got on the line with you, I saw the play in the beginning of his statements. And the man flat out lied inside the first 30 seconds. This guy is a loser, and unfortunately, he's the president of the United States. And instead of admitting that he was wrong and reinstituting all of Trump's policies, or actually working with the House to come up with a compromise based upon H.R. 2, which, by the way, is the only border security bill that has passed the chamber in Congress, because the Senate bill never got out of the Senate because they didn't have enough senators vote for it. So they can keep telling the American people that, oh, Donald Trump is the reason we don't have border security. That is a lie. It is gaslighting. It is insanity brought to us by Joe Biden, the master of disaster.
The master of disaster. I love it. I love it. It's so true. And I already see that some of the real kooks in the Democrat Party on the left are very, very disappointed. I think that's gaslighting, too. They're trying to pretend like Biden's actually taking executive action here. It's going to do something. We are being gaslit, Congressman Donalds. You're exactly right.
No, it's true. And look, for the radical progressives in the Democrat Party, which frankly is half their party, let's just be perfectly clear, it ain't 5% people. It's half their party are radical progressives. Okay, the reality is that they want no changes. They actually want the borders open more. So I do think that there are some of them who are upset with what Biden's doing because they believe they finally have achieved their goal for the entire time, which was massively open borders. And they don't want changes even for a presidential election. The reason Joe Biden is doing this is because his poll numbers suck. Let's just call it exactly what it is. Don't mince words. His poll numbers suck because he sucks as a president. He's terrible. And he's got to do a fig leaf of reversing course. And that's what this mess is today. America, do not be confused by this charade and this sham coming out of the White House today. This is meant to gaslight you. This is meant to lie to you. This is a Potemkin village. This is what the Russians used to throw up in East Germany, these Potemkin villages, to make you think that everything was okay when you looked at it from the Berlin Wall. And when you went four blocks back, you realized that East Germany was in shambles. That is exactly what Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing. They are not serious about this country. They do not care about the American people. They care about their crazy agenda for their rich billionaires.
Tonight's event is Congress, Cognac, and Cigars, and it's Congressman Byron Donalds, and Michelle Tafoya is going to be there. It's a conversation about the black male vote, leadership, and how they will impact the 2024 election at the Cigar Code in Philadelphia. I'm so glad you're in town tonight. The black male vote is huge, the black vote in general, and Trump is clearly doing better with the black vote than any Republican has before. Biden's panicking over this, as he should be.
Well, look, I'll tell you this about the black male vote. What's happening with black men in America, but I think writ large, just everybody in America, but especially men in America, is they see the foolishness. They see that America is falling behind. It is failing. When I talk with black men, the number one thing we talk about is wealth, is generational wealth, building wealth, moving money on to their kids, building something in America, not just having a job. You know, not just being able to have the right to vote, because let's be perfect. Let's be honest. Ain't nobody stopping a black man from voting in the United States of America. Not mm-hmm. today. That did happen in the Jim Crow South. Democrats, by the way, because the Democrat Party is the one that brought Jim Crow, and they kept Jim Crow because they wanted to keep slavery around. Couldn't have that. And so because of that, they wanted to keep indentured servitude and they wanted to keep black people down. That was the Democrat Party in the Deep South that pushed Jim Crow. But today, black men are not listening to that stuff anymore. You know why? Because today they're growing up in America with so many opportunities. They remember when Donald Trump was president and people were making money. People were getting ahead, really for the first time in a generation for a lot of, especially younger black men, because the Bush economy was okay. The Obama economy was stagnant. It was not good. And Trump came in and things were going very well for the country. Now you got this master of disaster clown himself, Joe Biden, and everything is going wrong. So, I mean, black men, we're not stupid. We are logical human beings. And we're saying, you know what? Things were better with Donald Trump. And that's why you have all this gaslighting that goes on about Donald Trump. You know, the Democrats try to blame him for everything. But guess what? He's not in the Oval Office. Joe Biden is. The Democrats have been in charge. And the only reason the American people even know about all the tragedies and the injustices that are going on is because House Republicans finally got the House to be in the majority there. Yeah. And we've only had that for 18 months.
And, you know, as a great point of that, I mean, you put out yesterday on X regarding Fauci. You know, they demanded you trust the science. They silenced free speech. They shut down schools. They regulated businesses into bankruptcy. They fired good soldiers over vaccine mandates. They covered up the lab leak theory. They treated distancing and masks as gospel, but there was no science behind it. You know, I think about how many school kids in Philadelphia could not be in the classroom. I think about how many community centers were shut down, so there were no activities for these kids. And I also think about that in the context of illegal immigration, too. We see black community centers are being shut down now because they need them for illegal immigrants.
Oh, that's 100% correct. I mean, look, let's talk about it this way. The list that you just talked about with COVID-19, about community centers being shut down because of the border, about soldiers being fired, businesses having to be shut down, kids being locked out of schools in Philadelphia, black kids being locked out of schools for 2 years. If Donald Trump was president when that was happening, they would have said, oh, this man's trying to take us all back to the plantation. Because literally Joe Biden said that about Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan back in 2012. That's what they would have been saying to us. But Joe Biden is the one that did that to the American people. He's the one that's done that to black people in Philadelphia. And what are they saying? Oh, well, you know, he's doing everything that he can. No, he's not. He is not fighting for people in our country. He is not fighting for the people of Philadelphia. He is gaslighting them to keep them voting for him so he can run around with this crazy agenda. The border should have been secured the entire time because Donald Trump had it secured. Joe Biden didn't have to do anything. The smart thing would have been just to leave Trump's policies in place. But the radical Democrats in the Democrat Party could not allow that. They want the border open. They wanted COVID lockdowns. They want to keep people locked up economically. They don't want economic growth. They say they do, but they really don't. You know why? Because then you have to rely on them. And what I am saying, my friend Wesley Hunt, who's going to be with me tonight in Philadelphia, what he is saying and what Donald Trump is saying is that you have so much ability and authority, and we are going to basically put the federal government under wraps so you are free to go make money, build wealth, be free, and make America great.
But if you vote for Donald Trump, you ain't black. So how do you square that?
Again, Joe Biden's an idiot. Who listens to him? Who listens to this guy? I don't even want to listen to him. Listen, I had a couple of reporters ask me about, oh, well, were you with Donald Trump in South Carolina at the Black Conservative Federation? I said I was. They go, well, were you offended when Donald Trump said that because he's been indicted at the time, just indicted, because he's been indicted, that means that black people are starting to warm up him. Don't you find that to be racist? No. What I found racist was Joe Biden saying that if I didn't vote for him, that I wasn't a black man. I was going to say something else, but I'm going to be respectful of your airwaves. Joe Biden is the one who has always launched these racial epithets into our politics. That is him. And so what I'm not going to do is have this position as a member of Congress, sit here and just basically follow along with what the political class likes to do or listen to the punditry on CNN and MSNBC and put my head in the sand because they came at me with some rough words. Nah, man, I'm pushing back. Wesley's pushing back. And I think that it's not even about fight. It's honesty and common sense. That's what people want. That's what people want to hear. And that's the type of leadership people need, especially black people in America.
So you're a cigar guy, huh? I mean, this is great tonight. The Cigar Code in Philadelphia. Doors open at 6:00. Go to eventbrite.com to get your tickets. It's Congress, Cognac, and Cigars. It's my man, Byron Donalds. You're hearing Congressman Wesley Hunt, and Michelle Tafoya is going to be there tonight. It is talking about the black vote, and what a perfect place to do it in the swing state of Pennsylvania, the state we must win, in the city of Philadelphia, too. So you're a cigar guy.
I am a cigar guy, a big one, man. I got humidors all over the place. Yeah. Man, I probably got too many cigars to smoke, but that's never a problem. That just means that you got a lot of supply. But no, seriously, I love cigars. You know, people ask me, how do you unwind doing this job, being a member of Congress? Because I got to tell you, man, these people are crazy. So you need outlets. I work out, cigars, and tequila. Mm-hmm. That's my outlet. Now the title is Cognac and Cigars because, you know, Wesley likes to be uniformed, you know, because he was a member of the military, West Point grad. He'll tell you himself, you know, so he likes to have the three C's: Congress, Cognac, and Cigars. But if you look at my glass tonight, people, it's going to be clear. It is going to be tequila.
I'm with you, man. Especially in the summertime, I love tequila. In the winter, I'll do bourbon, but a nice silver tequila, maybe even a little mezcal in the summertime with the stogie. I'm just saying.
Oh, the mezcal is only for when you have nothing to do until about noon the next day. Don't give people advice about doing mezcal when they got to be at work at 7:30 in the morning. Listen, that wouldn't be prudent. That's not prudent. That's not the way we do things, people. Let's be honest. Drink responsibly, everybody. Drink responsibly.
Real quick, before I let you go, since you brought up the issue of Donald Trump being persecuted, the verdict out of New York, your home state, where again, I hung out with your mom. She was so cool. I know she still lives there. I mean, I think it's helping him. I do. I think it's firing people up like we've never seen before. And for a lot of people.
You guys broke up. I missed you. I didn't hear you.
I was just saying, Congressman, about New York and what happened there. Last question for you.
Oh, man, listen. The New York trials, let me just tell you. What Alvin Bragg has done is a violation of Donald Trump's constitutional rights. Before you even get to the elements of the case, his constitutional due process rights were violated. And look, the due process is enshrined in our Bill of Rights. The framers, they did not just think that up on their own. Due process goes as far back as Magna Carta in 1215. When you had lords and serfs who were being thrown in jail by the monarchy with no ability to address the wrong that they were told, no ability to defend themselves, no ability to have an impartial process to determine adjudication. That's where the basis of common law in our legal system came from, as far back as Magna Carta. His constitutional rights were violated because Alvin Bragg never told the world, or literally, or Donald Trump's own team, what he was being charged with. Not the underlying crime. They never said the underlying crime. It's not even clear if the jury knows unanimously what the underlying crime is. And Supreme Court precedent is that you have to have a unanimous underlying crime for a guilty conviction in the United States of America. His rights were violated. And you got people running around talking about, oh, well, you know, you got to listen to the jury. No, I don't. No, I don't. Not when my lying eyes tell me otherwise. You don't have to do that. And so I think he was wrong. His rights were violated. I stand with President Trump. He's definitely going to appeal. And in my view, yes, the Supreme Court does have to look at this because you're dealing with the presidential elections. It's not a typical criminal case in a jurisdiction in America.
Well said. I'm glad you're on the short list for VP. I'm really thrilled about that. And I hope it gives you careful consideration because you would do a phenomenal job. Join him tonight, Congress Cognac and Cigars, Congressman Byron Donalds, Representative Wesley Hunt, and Michelle Tafoya, Cigar Code in Philadelphia. Thank you, my
friend. Appreciate that, guys.
We'll do a
love
cigar
you guys.
And
see you
tequila
later.
Together. Later.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. So as we continue along here, I do want to tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. But opening arguments in Hunter Biden trial, we're into that. More Fauci's lies. Representative Matt Gaetz goes after Merrick Garland today, the attorney general. Outstanding, outstanding. But, you know, on the point about the Hunter Biden trial, I want you to think about something from the context of how this could play out. And it's something we've talked about before. I think Hunter Biden's going to be found guilty in this because there's no way he can't be found guilty in this. Joe Biden issued a statement the other day, carefully crafted statement, of course, about how, well, I won't comment on federal cases, but I do want to say as a dad, I'm so proud of my son for overcoming his addiction, blah, 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 blah. Hunter Biden's going to be found guilty in this because there's no way he can't be found guilty in this. He admitted to using drugs when he filled out the form. That's why originally, when they had the diversion agreement from the Department of Justice, they were going to roll the gun charge to hide all the financial crimes of the dad of Joe Biden. So they were going to roll in all the financial crimes with the gun diversion agreement, give the judge, that would take away the judge's ability to throw out the plea deal. I mean, most times when there's a plea agreement, the judge has the say, except when there's a diversion agreement by the Department of Justice. Now, when Hunter Biden's idiotic legal team, because he's an idiot and he hires idiots, rejected that because the judge played a Jedi mind trick on everybody and got them to admit that Hunter could still be charged down the road for future crimes, that all blew up. But that case, the financial crimes aspect of all of that was going to just be buried forever. Now, that's coming up in September at a trial just as we go into the general election. Hunter Biden's going to be on trial for that. He's going to be found guilty in the gun case. There's no way he doesn't. I mean, I know it's Delaware, and I know it's a jury, and everybody loves Biden in Delaware, but it's the law is very black and white on this. And there's a lot of people in jail over this because Joe Biden, this was a legislation he supported. But then when that happens, it's going to give Joe Biden the opportunity to say, I got to spare my son from any future prosecution. I got to think like a dad, pardon him, and step out of the race. Just saying, the member of the Democrat National Convention is not till August. not till August, but this has to happen first. And Joe Biden does not want that trial to happen in September, because in that trial, it's very possible that all the truth will come out about Joe Biden and his involvement in Hunter Biden's business dealings. And the Democrats don't want him as their nominee. So let's pay attention to that. Dr. Mike Venneri is a great guy, great friend of the show. He's my dentist, Dr. Mike Venneri. I've been telling you about him for years. My entire family goes to Dr. Venneri because the level of care and commitment to dental excellence that Dr. Mike and his staff delivers to every patient is unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations, and that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike today. You have a choice, a clear choice when it comes to your family. So give Dr. Venneri a call. We got graduation season upon us, right? Weddings are going to be happening. You want to make sure that smile looks great for the pictures. So Dr. Mike will give you the smile of your dreams. 856-786-2020. That's 856-786-2020. Or visit VenneriaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenneriaDental.com. A great guy, a great friend, and the absolute best when it comes to your smile. That's Dr. Mike Venneria, VenneriaDental.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, Clementine.
Yeah!
We know your favorite station is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
WPHT.
By the way, I have a question that I need the Zioli Army's help in answering, which is what do kids charge for lemonade these days if they do a lemonade stand? What is the ongoing rate? So if you could be kind enough to tweet me at Rich Zeoli and let me know. That would be helpful. Matt DeSantis, you're an economics guy. Do you know the answer to that question?
Is there an actual like answer? I would just guess that the little child has to turn a profit, so maybe $3 or something.
$3.
Yeah.
Oof. Would you pay that for lemonade?
$5.
That's $5? Man.
Yeah, I would charge $5.
Because of Biden's inflation?
Absolutely. And then the ice, if you want ice, that's an extra dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, straw, 75 cents.
And what about the cup? Is the cup included?
We all got to eat, huh?
I'm just saying. You know, they did charge me for ice in Disney World or Disneyland, right, Sean? I told you that story.
No, I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, so I ordered a drink, and it came with a big ice cube. And then I ordered another drink, and I wanted an ice cube, the big ice cube, and they told me that would be 75 cents.
What?
For an ice cube. Freaking Disney.
That's insane.
I know. It's crazy. I said, well, are these the tears of children made in this ice? Is that why? Is that what this is? So my kids want to do a lemonade stand on Sunday to raise money for, there's a charity that Dr. Mike Venere's daughter is actually involved with, to raise money for kids with cancer. So they're going to do, so Patrick and Claire want to do a lemonade stand on Sunday in South Jersey, in Mount Laurel at Laurel Acres Park. And I don't know what to charge. Now, technically speaking, I don't think kids are allowed to sell lemonade without some sort of FDA approval. So we'll probably just ask for donations. But I'm wondering what the going rate is. And it sounds like with the two of you, you two guys, we were talking at least a minimum of $5, especially if it's going to kids with cancer.
Oh, yeah. I think you could probably charge $1 or $2, but you're ultimately going to end up making way more than that per cup because, generally speaking, people are pretty generous most of the time. I bet yeah. They get like $10 a cup or something ridiculous.
Now, here's the other question. Do I have to do hand-squeezed lemonade, or can I just throw in the Shin God stuff from the can?
Ugh, I would prefer if your hands weren't all over my lemonade, so yeah, just use the can.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of hand-tossed or hand-touched or hand-squeezed or keep your filthy hands off my food.
Yeah, I don't know where your hands have been.
Yeah.
So I feel. All right, so we're gonna. I'll tell you where it's going to be and when a little bit later in the week. But yeah, so Patrick and Claire are fired up about doing this to raise money. I thought that's great for them. I thought that's terrific. It gets them doing something and a nice cause, and you know, at the same time, they can actually know what it's like to try to make some money. But all profits will go to the charity. It's not like they're going to make any money off this, but it'll be a good training for them to actually sell lemonade down the road at their own lemonade stand.
It's impressive that they want to do that. They're so young.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I mean, and at some point, they are going to have to start pitching in around here. So they're going to have to, you know what I mean?
To earn their keep.
They got to earn their keep. He's 9 years old now. I mean, earn your keep, man. Let's go. Somebody's saying $1 for an 8-ounce. That's cheap. $1.
That's too low.
Yeah, that's too short.
You can't get a lemonade anywhere for $1 in the United States of America in the year 2024.
No.
Right?
8 ounces. That seems like a lot of liquid for $1.
Hmm. America First Tommy on Twitter said, Rich, as a matter of fact, I stopped last weekend down the block from where I live. The two children charged me $1 for a red Solo cup of lemonade. I thought it was a deal. That is a deal. Beach Share says $2 a cup, but if it is a pay what you want, then $5. Yeah, because then you could guilt people. You know what I mean?
Oh, that is true. I think that might be the angle. Pay what you want. Because I really do think people are going to be very generous and end up handing out like $10 bills, $20 bills in some instances.
Yeah.
Good
I think
point.
You go guilt. That's the angle you want.
I don't think anybody's going to give a child like a penny.
No.
No.
No, no, no. I mean, what kind of a monster would you have to be to do that, you know? Just saying. Jay Mora G says, Rich, entrepreneurial kids had one in front of my voting place in Marlton today. It was $1 a cup, but everyone gives extra. I like that. Carrie says, the little girl at the bottom of my hill charges $1 for an 8-ounce cup. See, what I'm worried about some Karen, you know, shutting the lemonade stands down. Remember we went through that in America a few years ago? And we had, I think it was, who was the group that defended the kids who got their lemonade stand shut down? I think it was either the the Heartland Institute, or it was some libertarian group that defended these kids, and the little boy won the right to sell lemonade. But a lot of states, they still have these like ridiculous laws against it. But if it's a donation, then you're not selling it. See? Just saying.
Yeah, you'd have to be a real monster to shut down a lemonade stand that was raising money for charity.
For kids with cancer.
Yeah, I mean a real monster.
Yeah. Like, you're like, check your soul because you don't have one.
You'd be one of the worst people on the planet.
Yeah, I would vote you off the island in a heartbeat. Am I right?
Yeah, no, you like nobody will like you. Yeah, I can't imagine anyone actually being that horrible. Because not only are they shutting down the charity to raise money for kids with cancer, but they also have to go out of their way. Like, they're burning calories in order to make everyone else's lives miserable.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it happening.
Even if I'm involved, you don't think someone who hates me will just try to prove a point?
Maybe you should watch from like behind some bushes or something.
Yeah.
You don't want people knowing like Rich Zeoli is involved.
Yeah. Well, they're my kids, though.
Well, your wife can stay out there with them. Everybody likes her.
Well, that's much more than me. That's true.
Yeah. They'll take one look at you and they'll run off.
And for good reason. I mean, I outkicked my coverage in a big, big way, so... Obviously. Boy, Matt Gaetz is one handsome devil with that hair, huh? I'll tell you what. He confronted Merrick Garland today on the issue of the Justice Department and the coordination with Alvin Bragg and the other people. And this is the shorter of the cup. There's a lot more. There's a lot more to this Garland testimony we'll get into. But just take a quick listen to this.
Told us that it's a dangerous conspiracy theory to allege that the Department of Justice is communicating with these state and local prosecutions against Trump. You can clear it all up for us right now. Will the Department of Justice provide to the committee all documents, all correspondence between the department and Alvin Bragg's office and Fani Willis's office and Letitia James's office?
The offices you're referring to are independent offices of state.
I get that. State. The question is whether or not you will provide all of your documents and correspondence. That's the question. I don't need a history lesson.
Well, I'm going to say again, we do not control those offices. They make their own
decisions. The question is whether
decisions.
You communicate with them, not whether you control them. Do you communicate with them and will you provide those communications?
You make a request. We'll refer it to our Office of Legislative Affairs.
But see, here's the thing. You come in here and you lodge this attack that it's a conspiracy theory that there is coordinated lawfare against Trump. And then when we say, fine, just give us the documents, give us the correspondence, and then if it's a conspiracy theory, that will be evident. But when you say, well, we'll take your request, and then we'll sort of work it through the DOJ's accommodation process, then you're actually advancing the very dangerous conspiracy theory that you're concerned about.
Yeah, exactly. Just give us. But this is the same thing, though, that happened with Garland. If you remember when they asked him the question, were there any, and the same thing with Christopher Wray, any of your people at January 6th, and they wouldn't answer the question, they dodged, they danced around it. It's a simple yes or no answer. If there are no communications between the DOJ and Alvin Bragg and the DOJ and Letitia James and the DOJ and Fani Willis, then there's nothing to turn over to you, Congressman. There's nothing to turn over because we never had any communications. It's just that simple. All right, we'll have a little more on that. But here's Bill Maher on Biden. And I think that, you know, this is why Biden's taking the actions that he did today, which are, look, the actions on the border today will do nothing. You already heard the conversation I had earlier in the show about that. Don't fall for that. It's fugazi. It's total fugazi. Biden is going to lose. Bill Maher is right. This is also why I'm very worried they're going to swap Biden out of this race. And the reason why I think this is all coordinated with the Department of Justice and this case, the Hunter Biden trial, and I think the way it plays out, like I said earlier, is Hunter Biden stands, he's found guilty for the gun charge, and then any he has to be in order for this to work, and then the fear of him going through this process again. Joe Biden, just as a father, can't stomach it because they're only coming after him because he's a Biden. He's got to pardon his son and get out of the race. And they have till August to do it. Now, maybe I'm wrong here, but if that's how they're going to do it, that's how they would do it. It would be by issuing a pardon and then letting his legacy be preserved. What a selfless man he is, right? Here's Bill Maher, cut 29.
I can't say it enough. I said it many times, I would vote for his head in a jar of blue liquid over Donald Trump. But that doesn't mean that I'm not, first of all, I think it's a moot point at this point. Okay. He's gonna f-ing lose.
Who, Biden?
Yes.
No.
Is that it? Is that the clip? Okay.
Yeah,
he's going to lose. He's going to lose. If it's Trump, I mean, he's going to lose to Trump. Now, and so that's why I think that it's very possible that you may see something happen here where they make a swap out. And that's what continues to be my big worry here in this whole process, that something is going to make, because how do they just let this guy lose to Trump? They're terrified of Trump. They can't let Trump get back in there. You know, everything I said in my opening monologue today about the bureaucrats running this country and thinking they're smarter than you and knowing what's best for you, Trump gets that now, and he's not going to allow the same people around him who were around him in the first term who come from that world of Washington. At least I don't think he will. I think he's learned his lesson from that. The deep state can't let him win. They can't let him win. So that's my fear. That's my fear in all this. Biden's poll numbers are disastrous right now. They're disastrous. So he issues this executive order to temporarily seal, and I put this in air quotes, seal the border to asylum seekers. That's not, that the border's not going to be sealed. You know that. And you've got people on the left who are outraged at him for doing this. I don't believe that either. It's like I told Byron Donalds. I think that's gaslighting as well. I think they want us to believe that they're upset, but I don't think they really are. I think they're doing that because they want people to think that Biden's actually tough on the border. And that's not, that is a bunch of nonsense. He's not being tough on the border. So as I look at this, I keep saying to myself, something is up, you know, and the system is rigged here. Even John Stewart had to say that. Now, he says a lot of people like Trump because they see that the system is rigged. They can see that and they get it. And he doesn't like Trump's remedy for it. But I'm glad to hear people like him are acknowledging what we've been saying for years. Yes, the system is rigged. Take a listen.
They succeed in getting him convicted or off ballots.
Right.
I do think people are going to lose their.
They won't. I don't think they'll succeed getting him off ballots in any way.
Yeah.
I really don't. I think that chance. I think if they had done. And again, part of this is his understanding of the system. Part of his appeal was the system is rigged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think everything he's experienced through here is an example of that, just not necessarily the way he thinks. I think it's showing if you've got money, doesn't matter how many felony counts they throw at you.
Yeah.
You can hold that off till you get granted complete immunity by becoming president of the United States. But the difference is somebody can be right about a diagnosis and wrong about the remedy.
Mm-hmm.
So like he can diagnose the system as rigged, and it obviously is. I mean, when they talk about his real estate transactions and they talk about everybody comes out and goes, that's just how things are done. Like you mm-hmm. go to the bank, you lie about what you have. Mm-hmm. They give you more money than they should at a lower rate. And then you, when you go there, you lie about that. And then they give you, and you just go like, oh really? That's how it is.
The system is rigged. No question about it. But there's another part of what Stewart said there, which also is something I want you to pay attention to. And that's this. If sentencing happens for Donald Trump in July 11th, if that happens, and I'm not so sure it will, they're not going to send him to prison, and they won't send him to prison for two reasons. Number one is the keeping a former president safe in prison is just a ridiculous notion. This is a nonviolent first time offense, and it's also a ridiculous nonsense offense that never should have been tried. But the real reason why they'll do it is they'll do it because they want to say, look at the privilege. Donald Trump gets to stay in his posh, lofty penthouse high above Trump Tower, and look at all these black men in prison. Now, look, I've been one who's been talking about criminal justice reform for years. Trump did a lot on criminal justice reform. There are way too many black men in prison in this country because of nonviolent drug offenses. Trump tried to do something about it. But what did you hear when I talked to Byron Donalds? And what did we hear? Biden is hemorrhaging black support. So what they'll do is they'll put an ankle bracelet on Trump if it comes to that. And then they'll turn around and they'll talk about the racist criminal justice system and how his rich white privilege got him out of that. Now, look, if that is something Judge Mershon is willing to do, to take one for the team, he'll do it. Just so that they can change the conversation. And they can change the conversation into how rigged the system. Democrats don't give a damn about criminal justice reform. They don't. If they did, they would do something about it. They've never done something about it. The only thing they've done is pass the Clinton crime bill in 1994, which is the reason why you have mass incarceration of nonviolent black offenders for drug crimes that are not on par with the drug offenses, I mean, the drug sentences for white offenders. Trump does something about that in criminal justice reform. The left loses its mind, calls the guy a racist all the time, but they want to push the narrative. So if that happens, you'll also know I'm right. It's another reason why I have this spidey sense about how these things play out. And you're already hearing people saying things like, well, you know, if Donald Trump doesn't go to prison, that's because he's got privilege. Well, no, he's a former president. He has Secret Service protection. And this is a nonviolent case. And he's a first time offender. And it's also a case purely built on BS. But it doesn't matter because you'll have the corporate media and you'll have their laws do what they always do, which is they'll all repeat themselves. We'll wind up having montages of them all going out there and saying that this is privilege, why Donald Trump is not going to prison. And to try to score points with the black vote, they'll turn around and go, and if he was black, he'd be going to prison. No, he wouldn't. Stop. But that's what they'll say. And they'll all parrot it. They'll all say the same crap. All the talking heads on CNN and MSNBC and all they'll have conversations on this. And suddenly you'll start hearing 60 Minutes and all the other shows going into prisons and what's it really like in prison, how violent prison is. And they'll talk about all those things. They don't do it now. They don't care about criminal justice reform. Prison is big business. It's big business in this country. Make no mistake about that. And there's a lot of private prisons and a lot of private prison guards, too. And also a lot of people who work for the government as prison guards. It's big business. And so they don't care, really, but they'll care in order to try to paint Donald Trump as having some sort of privilege over people in a desperate attempt to try to save the black vote in this country, which is also ridiculous because in all the years that Barack Obama was president, he never did anything criminal justice reform. Trump did. But, you know, you'll see. It is a rigged system, and people are waking up to that, too. And that's also part of the reason why Trump is doing better with these groups, because they see the system is rigged, and they don't like it. And they keep saying, no, if they can get this guy, they can get him. What stops them from getting me? The answer is nothing. Nothing. Trump always says they're not coming after you. They're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way. There's a lot of truth to that, by the way. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaVanaria, VanariaDental.com. All right, quick break coming up. Merrick Garland faces the House committee today on all of his lies. Fauci faced them yesterday on his lies. And the real question of the day is, what should my kids charge for lemonade? Don't go away.
Be sure to follow Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
So how popular is Joe Biden? Not very popular. Not very popular. And I asked, we talk about data and numbers and blah, 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 and that gets a little boring after a little while, no doubt about it. So why don't we turn to Senator John Kennedy? He always has a good way to push this, to make it very clear to people about these things. You know, if you really look at what Biden's actions are on the border today, and it's nonsense, it's all show. There's nothing serious about this whatsoever. And it's by design, of course, but it's to show people we are in June and Biden's finally trying to pivot to general election mode by saying, I'm going to do something on the border. Why is he doing that? Well, because of his poll numbers. You heard John Stewart say he's going to lose. Well, here's Senator Kennedy, as only Senator Kennedy can put it. Cut 15.
Okay, I want you to listen up. Here's the drill. President Biden is in trouble politically. He's polling right up there with fungal infections. part of the reason for that is...
Stop it, right? Matt DeSantis, what? Fungal infections are quite popular these days.
Oh, are they polling well?
I don't keep
my finger on the pulse of the fungal infection community.
Particularly in blue states like Vermont, where a lot of the kids have fungal infections from all their unprotected sex and whatnot. Ugh. That's just gross. Oof. Sorry.
What? People are about to eat dinner.
I know. This is awful. I don't know where I went. My mind went to a dark place there. Dark place. Can you get a fungal infection from... is that part of the STI category?
I'm sure you could if you tried
probably
hard enough.
Right?
Yeah, anything's possible.
If you tried hard enough?
Yeah, anything's possible if you dream big enough.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. Just dream big, kids. Dream big. And then scratch hard.
It's the worst motivational speech I've ever heard.
Well, it's going to be my college commencement address if I ever give one. All right? Go ahead.
In to the loon wing of his party, and he dissolved the southern border. Now, 5 months before an election, he has to appear to be willing to do something about it, hence this executive order. And he expects you to report this epiphany that he has had, take what the White House is telling you, balance it on your noses like trained seals, and report it uncritically. For 3 years, we have watched President Biden push on a door that has been clearly marked pull.
Yeah, it's a problem that he's polling less right up there with fungal infections, and so you got to pretend like you're doing this. The other thing that he's trying to do, of course, now is to say that Donald Trump is a convicted felon. Convicted felon Donald Trump. There was a point made, I think I made this last week, that you got to be real careful using this language because there are millions and millions of people who are convicted felons in this country who have their voting rights back. Look, I'm of the opinion that when you serve your time, you get all of your rights back, all of them. That's how it should work. You pay your debt to society, and then you get your rights back. All of them. Like, we don't pick and choose. That's how it has to be. Well, there are a lot of people who have their rights back to vote. And so if you mock Donald Trump for being a convicted felon, you actually could be alienating people who have had a tango with the criminal justice system. And let's face it, this criminal justice system finds a way to ensnare just about everybody these days. There's no lengths they won't go to try to ensnare somebody in this criminal justice system. But Biden's doing it because he was told to do so by Alex Soros and the rest of the gang, coming out and saying, you better start calling Donald Trump, convicted felon Donald Trump, and saying these things over and over again. It's not going to work. Nobody believes that. I got news for you, but somebody knows somebody who's been caught up in the criminal justice system before. You know somebody who's been caught up in the criminal justice system. And you also know somebody who has transformed their life after being caught up in the criminal justice system. The notion that that is what's going to be the differentiator. Trump understands now what it's like to be in the crosshairs of the justice system. Even the New York Times had an article on the topic. I told you he did criminal justice reform. Well, there are people in this country who want to see more criminal justice reform because they've got an aunt or an uncle or a brother or somebody who's doing time for something that's nonsense. I'm not talking about murderers, and I'm not talking about, you know, like child killers and rapists, and I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about people who are involved in the criminal justice system for lots of things that are just completely crazy. Failure to pay their property taxes on time. You remember Shanine Allen years ago, who was facing hard time in jail in New Jersey because she was a registered gun owner in Pennsylvania, made the mistake of driving over the bridge and going into New Jersey, where she was facing 3 to 5 years in prison because the gun was not registered in New Jersey. And now, and one of the things he did right at the time was the governor of New Jersey at the time, Chris Christie, pardoned her because he wanted to be president. But Shanine Allen would come on my show all the time. I mean, the state of New Jersey was trying to put her away for a minimum of 3 years. They wanted her to take a plea agreement for 3 years. A lot of people in this country wind up taking plea agreements and having to become convicted felons. Whether they see jail time or not, they plead guilty because they can't afford to fight the case in court. They can't afford to risk it. They can't afford to risk it. This guy, Raheem Buford, 53 years old, who has a felony conviction on his record, he actually said, and I quote, "He's convicted, so now he's in our community." So I think Biden's playing with fire with this, if you ask me. I think the Democrats are playing with fire with this, particularly if they want to try to save the black vote. Because thanks to Bill Clinton and the 1994 Clinton crime bill, you have a lot of black people in this country who are former convicts, who are former convicted felons. And they see it, and they don't want to walk around with that brand the rest of their life. So just keep that in mind as the Democrats start to play that little game. We got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. Don't go away.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.